I like to hear my wife tell the story about how she lost all that blood.
Yeah.
How God moved miraculously for
her. Yeah.
I was 15 years old. I went in the hospital on my 15th birthday. And they were just supposed to take my tonsils out. Took me in to the operating room on a Friday morning. And it was, I think mom said, around 10 o'clock. They done surgery. Well, come find out years later, the doctor had cut an artery in my throat. And I started hemorrhaging. Come big storm outside, and the electric went off. They used generators. I started hemorrhaging, it was coming out my mouth, shooting out my mouth from one side of the intensive care to the other side, hitting the wall. That's how bad it was. Every time my heartbeat and throw it out, it was coming out my nose, my ears. And they give me blood all this time. They had to put me on life support, had to put a drink in my throat because of the blood was coming from my throat, so they had been drinking my throat, put me on life support, giving me blood.
Yes.
The doctor came out, come on, said there's no hope. Said, well, after this blood that we're giving her now, they have blood in my right arm, they have blood going in my left foot. And they said, after this is through, we're taking everything off of her, there's no hope.
She's
in the hands of a higher power. Mom was a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
She did not doubt God. She did not worry. She was a prayer warrior. And they brought her in there. I didn't know. I had walked in that. I didn't know what was going on. I was afraid because I heard. Back then, you could hear the machines real loud. And I heard that. And I told them, I said, get Mom and Dad. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. They come in there and I said, anoint me. That's the only thing I said, anoint me. I was a Christian. I know I would have went to heaven, but God had to work.
Yes.
And they anointed me and Daddy walked out and Mom stayed in there. And I said, again, she prayed for me again. She went out in the waiting room. She had not had any sleep. And this was Saturday morning. All day Friday, all night Friday night, and early Saturday morning. She went out in the waiting room and she, well, in the restroom, and she told the Lord, she said, Lord, you gave her to me, and you can take her. But if you would, I'd like for you to let me keep her a while longer. She went in the waiting room, laid down. Now, that's how much faith she had in God. She hadn't had any sleep for 24 hours. She laid down on them benches, and she said, God, I'm looking for that nurse to come running out here and tell me the blood stopped. A Catholic nurse, 1 hour later, Mom had went to sleep. 1 hour later, came running out there. She said, that prayer did what we couldn't do. Said, the blood has stopped. They had tried everything, all the new medicines, everything to stop the blood.
Right.
They thought we couldn't. They had given me 10 pints of blood. And it wasn't working. They had it on the radio for people to come and give blood. National Guards came. Everybody, they said they had to turn them away. There were so many giving blood because I was so bad. And they said that prayer did what we couldn't do. The blood had stopped. We're going to clean her up. They had let Mom and Dad go in there every few minutes for 5 minutes just to see me because they knew I wouldn't make it. But God had other plans.
Yes.
4 days I couldn't even talk, where I'd had that in my throat, and they didn't sew that, they just put a patch there, and I'd have to hold that to be able to talk, because the air would come out. And I had been singing all my life, but from 10 years old I had been singing by myself, so I was 15 then. And according to what the doctors would say and everything, I wouldn't have been able to sing again, but God moved.
Yeah.
I had a ruptured eardrum from it. I had a hole in my ear. I've had 2 surgeries on it, but you know, God has brought me through, and He's still let me sing. I'm not a good singer, and I'm missing Christina, wonderful singers, yes. Sarah and Anna. But oh, I love the Lord, and I love love to see you.
Yeah.
I love to worship him. That's one, only one thing. I was a year old, I had scurvy. And I was in bad shape, and they didn't know if I'd make it. But God brought me through that, and they said if I didn't, if Mom didn't give me vitamin C every day, because I'm allergic to oranges, orange juice, all that citrus, they should say if they didn't give it to me, then I'd get scurvy again and die. But you know, for years, we couldn't afford vitamin C. Mom and Dad couldn't afford to buy me anything. And I lay on the bed, my legs hurt so bad, I didn't put pillows under it. And I'd cry all day with my legs hurt so bad because that scurvy was trying to work again in me. God brought me through.
Yeah.
God has brought me through many things. He is a miracle worker. I could go on and tell you other things, other miracles that God has performed. And I'm so glad that the most important and wonderful thing that he done for me was save my soul as a child. I'm glad I've lived for him all these years. I thank him for his blessings.
Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Lord, we praise him. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's your temple.
Thank you, Lord.
Why shouldn't I praise him?
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. He's worthy of it.
Praise he is God.
I wonder why that I praise him so much.
He's
working. He's done so much for me.
Amen.
He brought me through a lot.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
I was just thinking yesterday, I was praying last night. Just thinking, Lord, you brought me through a lot. People don't know what I've been through all these years, but I'm so glad that the Lord has brought me through and that I stayed with him. I could have turned my back on him. I could have got bitter and sour. But oh, God has always come through right at the last moment. Sometimes we think he's late, but he's always on time.
Always
his
on
timing.
Time.
His timing is the right time.
Amen.
For the rest of
praise
my
God.
One of these days I'm going to fall in his knees and praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God.